Welcome to Digimaster Shorts. We are your hosts, Adam Nagus.
And Carly Wilson, delivering the latest scoop from the digital realm. Yelp is introducing a new AI-powered assistant to streamline the process of finding local service providers for tasks like plumbing or backyard design. This chatbot, driven by large language models trained on Yelp's extensive dataset, poses questions to users and uses their responses to recommend suitable professionals nearby. In cases where consumers are uncertain about the specific type of expert required for a job, the Yelp assistant can also offer guidance. After identifying the appropriate service provider, the AI assistant can facilitate direct contact by sending detailed requests on behalf of the user. Yelp's chief product officer, Craig Saldanha, touts the Yelp assistant as a significant innovation that reduces the hassle for consumers while assisting professionals in obtaining relevant job opportunities. The service extends across thousands of categories, including home, automotive, beauty, and financial services. Yelp is also rolling out the Yelp Fusion API, allowing third-party sites to incorporate AI-generated Yelp content, alongside updates to Yelp Guest Manager for restaurant management.
In recent times, Microsoft's captures have emerged as a formidable challenge for users attempting to create accounts, leaving many questioning their ability to prove their own humanity. The situation has escalated to the point where frustrated individuals have taken to Microsoft community forums and Reddit to voice concerns over the seemingly impossible verification puzzles that can trap users for hours. These complex captures, which range from aligning animals correctly to deciphering audio files, are supposedly designed by Arcos Labs to train artificial intelligence, with Microsoft being a prime customer. Amidst exasperation, there's an understanding that these convoluted captures are a response to conventional AI's ability to crack simpler text-based security measures. And while the captures are tougher in efforts to bolster AI data collection, companies like Apple have sidestepped such annoyances by introducing auto-verification features. With AI's growing presence in daily life, the challenge remains to find a balance between adequate security and user convenience. Microsoft, as a key player in technology, is at the center of the debate and critiques for frustrating users with nearly impossible verification challenges. As anticipation builds for the unveiling of Google's Pixel 8a, expected at the upcoming Google I/O 2024 event on May 14, the tech community is abuzz with leaks and rumors about its features. The Pixel series has a history of adopting high-end features from its flagship counterparts, suggesting that the Pixel 8 may include AI tools such as Best Take and Magic Editor from the Pixel 8 series. Continuity in Google's strategy indicates the Pixel 8a is poised to receive ongoing feature updates, potentially extending its relevance with 7 years of Android and security updates. A March leak suggests the Pixel 8a could boast the Tensor G3 processor and a 120Hz display, elevating its performance and screen quality. Despite retaining the same camera array as the Pixel 7a, the upcoming Pixel 8a is expected to offer competitive photography capabilities. Amidst a trend of rising prices for Pixel A series phones, rumors hint at a $550 price tag for the Pixel 8a, maintaining its position as a cost-effective alternative to the premium Pixel 8. As we edge closer to Google I/O, the Pixel 8a is shaping up to be an appealing option for those seeking an affordable yet feature-rich smartphone.
Google has announced a new wave of layoffs that have impacted various engineering teams within the company, including the Python, Flutter, and Dart development teams. The cuts come despite Alphabet, Google's parent company, reporting a notable 15% increase in year-on-year revenue, reaching $85 billion. This financial boost has been partly attributed to advancements in generative AI technology. A supposed Google product manager, expressing sentiments on Reddit, indicated that the layoffs affected numerous teams and claimed that the decision was made well above the team level. The open-source UI toolkit Flutter had been gaining momentum for enabling developers to create cross-platform applications. However, its future is now in question due to these layoffs. Google spokespersons have defended the company's actions, citing a focus on key priorities and efficiency. This scaling back follows previous layoffs of around 1,000 employees in January 2024, with hints from CEO Sundar Pichai that more were expected. Six Flags has announced a comprehensive digital overhaul, aiming to revolutionize guest experiences through technology such as a generative AI concierge, automated parking, and mobile food ordering. CEO Selim Bassel emphasized the intention to personalize every interaction, enhancing fun with the aid of artificial intelligence. In partnership with undisclosed global companies, Six Flags will introduce a loyalty program, interactive maps, and live ride wait times sensor technology. The reimagined Six Flags app will feature Missy Six, an AI digital concierge designed to answer visitor inquiries. Additionally, on-ride photos and videos will be upgraded, and a digital wallet will be introduced, allowing cashless transactions and loyalty benefits. Automated toll plaza entries are planned to significantly reduce parking times. Lastly, self-checkout options for quicker souvenir purchases will be implemented, streamlining the entire park visit experience.
Thank you for listening to today's AI and Tech News Podcast Summary. Please do leave us a comment, and for additional feedback, please email us at podcast@digimasters.co.uk. You can now follow us on Instagram and Threads by searching for @DigimasterShorts or search for Digimasters on LinkedIn. Be sure to tune in tomorrow, and don't forget to follow or subscribe.